It is Thursday morning, and Keith is on assignment. He'll be back with us next week. Two things I want to remind you about before we get to our good friend Sue Wanzer from the school board, who's holding patiently on line one. Please remember, there will be a meeting coming up Saturday for folks. The Van Buren Township trustee, that's Rita Barrow, has let us know that the Van Buren Township is hosting a public meeting concerning annexation coming up this Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m., the Monroe County Fairgrounds in the auditorium. Individuals from the county commissioners, the county council, city council, and Rita Barrow, the township trustee from Van Buren, will be there. Legal notices have been sent out that there could be a possible quorum of county council members, commissioners, all that stuff. So that's who they are expecting, and they will be there to answer your questions and speak on the proposed annexation. So I wanted to make sure I didn't leave that out. We'll remind you as the morning continues. Obviously, we'll remind you tomorrow as well before that meeting on Saturday. Again, 2 to 4. I'll keep bumping it on our Facebook page as well. Maybe I'll just pin that to the top. That's what the kids do these days, right? They pin things. Pin to top of page. Let's do that. So everybody, when they log on, you can see it. Remember, no secret handshakes, no user fee, no HOA fees. Just friend us, WGCL Radio, and we'll put that stuff up there. All right, so that business is taken care of. We are going to also give away a pair of tickets for the quilt show later in this hour, so stay tuned for that. And Mick Renheisen, the deputy mayor, will join us as well coming up at 8:30. So busy, busy morning to get us started. And we welcome in our good friend Sue Wanzer, who serves on the MCCSC school board. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great because the sun is out.
It is.
It's not raining. I love it.
And this will be the second coldest day of March, and that's it. And it's very odd to say, but the extended forecast looks absolutely fantastic. If we've missed winter, I'm not going to complain at all. We're just going to keep our heads down, work harder, and before you know it, something will be somewhere. We usually complain, moan, have to deal with the weather, and we just haven't had much of that at all. Thankfully, we missed all the severe stuff the other night. That's the good news. As we talked about with Dr. DeMuth on Tuesday, the school corporation isn't scrambling around trying to find makeup dates and are we going to be delayed? Are we going to be canceled? Do we need to watch the Weather Channel? So it's interesting how this works. I just don't think we should get used to it. Do you?
No, I would like to get used to it. I mean, this is great. I mean, I know I've had people say, hey, we need more cold weather to get rid of the bugs and the parasites and the diseases and everything. But anyway, I'm fine with the weather the way it is. I'm not a fan of winter.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of us are, but it is part of the four seasons that we do all enjoy, so you've got to have a little to give a little and all of that. You had a busy school board meeting. We talked to Dr. DeMuth Tuesday morning. Leading into that, we got the agenda put together, talked about the contract for the bus drivers. You had a nice turnout for that meeting. You had people that were very concerned. The deal was signed. Tell us what you saw that evening.
You're right, Glass. We had a lot of people there. Some of them were contract drivers. Some of them were there just supporting the contract drivers. People very concerned about the contract that we were getting ready to vote on. People concerned that it's an out-of-state company, that money is going out of the community, that we're displacing drivers. And I think... I mean, obviously, this contract is less money because that's how we award bids. We award bids to the lowest bid. And people concerned that we were doing this just because of money. But the reason we initiated this, as I'm sure the superintendent told you on Tuesday and we've talked about, we initiated this because we've talked for 2 or 3 years about our lack of bus drivers. And in fact, the last time we bid, we advertised widely enough and wanted to try to find a fleet transport that would bid for us, that would bid so we could find somebody who could hire enough drivers for us. That didn't turn out the way we expected. We had some contract people who bid on more than one route. So in essence, I guess they became a little fleet, and then they hired some people for the other routes that that they were awarded. But the bottom line is, as you know, as we've talked about, we don't have enough bus drivers. So hiring a professional transportation company seems like the best answer for us to get enough drivers. If we're short 10 to 15 drivers every day, we've got a problem with our transportation.
Well, and it's not fair to the kids. It's not fair to people that depend on it, because it does. You just don't drive your bus once a day. You've got multiple things going on here. It affects high school, middle school, and elementary schools, correct?
Oh, yeah. It affects everything, as well as not having enough drivers then for some of our extracurricular things. It's for whatever reason, it's not just us, it's other people in this state and other people in this country, excuse me, not being able to hire enough bus drivers. It's a difficult job, I believe, because you're taking care of kids, and you're taking care of kids on a big moving vehicle. So
absolutely,
it's not something I would want to do. So, as we've talked about, Glass, we've tried a lot of different things in terms of flexing the schedule.
And this was a three-year in the making
right.
process, correct? This didn't come up 2 weeks ago and you put a stamp on it and said, hey, let's go. Every option has essentially been looked at here to try to fix this. And in the end, it's going to save the corporation $1 million?
Right. And so we weren't anticipating we would save that much money. So that's just a plus to us. That's gravy.
Not the reason the change was made.
No, but when we put out advertisements for bids, legally, we take the lowest and best bid. So the fact that, we wouldn't have awarded the contract to Auxilio if they hadn't been the lowest bid. They are, and I know a lot of people have questions, well, why can they bid so much lower than someone else? And I think an individual driver who owns one bus, it's probably more expensive for them to maintain that bus than a company who can use economies of scale and
Correct.
Do things less expensive, because they're, when you're maintaining one bus, it's more expensive than for that one bus than per bus when you have a whole lot of buses and you're maintaining them. So it's something that we needed to do because we were having kids getting home 2 hours late. We were the superintendent had people who were working in our maintenance, in our grounds department, getting their CDL license so that they could also drive. That was not their job. That's not what they signed on to do. But we had to get kids to and from school. So that was the issue for us. And we had drivers who were like driving one route in the afternoon and then coming back and getting more kids and driving another route, and that's what caused them to get home so late.
Interesting. And it's always about, again, if you had an unlimited stack of money, which the school corporations do not have, these problems could be different. But that's just not how it works out sometimes.
School
ones are.
And you know what?
Sue Wanser is our guest this morning. No, you go ahead. You first.
It's not an easy situation, because it appears to a lot of people, our 30 people who are contract drivers that were putting those folks out of work, unfortunately, they weren't the lowest bid, so they don't get the bid for their route. But they'll have priority with Auxilio to be hired as drivers to drive the route that they've always driven. So to me, that's a plus for them, especially because most of these drivers, their buses have gone beyond the age that we require. Their buses are too old, so they would have had to get new buses. So now they don't have to get a new bus, but they can still drive the route that they were used to driving if that's what they choose to do.
Yeah, so the fleet company needs drivers around here. It makes sense that they're in that. I'm not saying this is the perfectest, best thing ever, but it sounds like there is an option here, and these jobs can stay right where they are.
Right, and I know there's a concern, Glass, in the community that we're beginning the privatization process, and after we do this, what's to keep us from privatizing maintenance staff or food service staff or cleaning staff? And that was never our goal, was to privatize. Again, it was just to find enough drivers. And if you look at it, the folks who were our contracted drivers, that was privatizing anyway. That was a contract for
Good
one
point.
Route or two routes or three routes. Instead, now we have a contract with someone for 42 routes. So essentially, it's the same thing. It's privatizing. It's just a company that's taking on more routes.
There you go. And Sue Wanzer's our guest this morning. She sits on the MCCSE school board. And the other interesting sub-note to your, not sub-note, but a part of your meeting on Tuesday night was you folks had to approve of a, I'm going to make sure I get it right, a contract for the Bob Knight event that's coming up.
Right.
I would have lost that bet. I guess because it's at one of your schools, you have to at the end, but I did not know that was in your purview. So very, very interesting. So that's how that story started making the rounds. Again, early yesterday morning when it was announced that Bob Knight is going to speak at Bloomington North High School on March 30th at 7 p.m. He will be with his good friend and retired HT Sports editor Bob Hamill. They've written books together. Knight was last in Bloomington in 2013. I believe it was at Walmart for a book signing event. So he's going to be at North, and you guys had to approve the contract, huh?
Anytime any of our schools or any of our staff create a contract with anyone, the school board has to approve it. So just like the contract with Auxilio, with the bus company. So we had to approve it. It's not anything...
Were you surprised this ran across your desk?
Yes. Well, I guess. But
Bob Knight coming back to Bloomington is a big deal. That should have said, "Wow, that's something I didn't expect to see on a Tuesday."
Well, I really didn't expect, but he's part of a speakers bureau, like so many other people who are celebrities. I'm not sure where the contact came or who made the contact, but. He's not going to IU, so he's going to North, where Bob Knight's son played basketball.
That's right.
And it's a space for him to do this. He could have done it a lot of different places, but North ended up as the venue, and good for North because they'll get a bit of income from this.
They will. Let me read that. I've got that right in front of me. It provides for North to receive $2 for each ticket sold for its athletic fund. They can sell up to 3,000 tickets at $25 a piece. To keep up to $1,500 of receipts to cover the cost of staging that program as well. So, let's see, 3,000 seats, $2 for each ticket. That's $6,000, and $1,500 to cover the cost of the event. Pretty nice day. So, a nice charitable donation by Coach Knight. Is that what we can call this?
Well, no, I won't say that it's a charitable donation by him, but because there are. There's a corporate sponsor who came in and helped pay for this, so that he could make this he could do this event. We're providing the space, so the school corporation approved the contract, and we'll get a portion of the money for North. So
everybody wins.
Well. I know there's a lot of people in this town who don't like Bob Knight. There's a lot of people in this town who do like Bob Knight. So. Especially being with Mr. Hamill, it could be a really interesting interview.
75 talk, minutes in length, stories, everything else. Again, no angle on what Knight's being paid for that. That's the promoter's job to handle all that. Rod Spaugh's
right.
Story in the HT this morning. Call North 330-7831. Email ahodson@mccse.edu if you need any sponsorship, if you want to get involved with it. So there you go. a busy school board meeting on Tuesday for two very different reasons.
I just want to say, approving the contract doesn't indicate an endorsement or anything.
Oh,
any, or
no,
a lack
you just
of
have to. You just
we
have to.
We have tons of contracts. We probably have on average 10 contracts every meeting.
Yeah, but you don't have Bob Knight contracts. Come on. That's it. That's interesting.
Well,
that's a big story in this town.
Well, it sure is. And so we'll see how it goes. I'm happy he'll come back to Bloomington even if he doesn't venture his way onto campus.
Always getting closer, isn't he? Inching his way back. Inching his way back. I was surprised to see this wasn't going to be at the cafeteria at the Northside Marsh. That's what struck me as funny from all this, because that's where he spent a lot of his time. When he was here.
That's
where you could always find him if you needed to find him. Lunchtime at Marsh on the north side.
I remember getting some groceries.
Hey, Coach, how you doing? Good to see you. All right. So basketball fans, Indiana fans, happy. Good job for North. They get a piece of the action as well. And you guys at the school board put the stamp on it, make sure everything's on the up and up so we know about it. And this is a world of procedure we live in, Sue. So it's good that all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted on all of that. What else do you have for me here on a Thursday? How's the State House doing? Yeah. Any good news? You get, school's getting an extra $100 million a year in funding, right?
No, we'll wait and see what happens with that. But, you know, as Keith and I have talked about before, we will carry on. I mean, we're doing a great job here in Monroe County, and we'll continue to do what we need to do to serve our students. But here is one thing that maybe you missed in the article, or some people missed. We hired John Paul Kenny as the Associate Director of Business Operations to work under Tim Thrasher.
Aha, I did miss that. Excellent. Tim has a wealth of knowledge he needs to pass on before Tim decides it's Gatlinburg forever.
Exactly, and that's the plan. This gentleman he's a CPA, and he's done accounting and business operations for a couple different colleges. He's done it within city government, and now he's going to do it for us, and he'll be positioned then when Mr. Thrasher decides that it's time to retire, and everybody should be able to retire.
That's right.
If they're young enough and healthy enough and can afford to do that, you know, they deserve to be able to do that.
Well, it's good that your new candidate has dealt with plenty of red tape before, because obviously the way the school system has to legally handle money, it's not an easy job.
No, you're right. It isn't. You know, doing this for any public taxing entity, whether it's a municipal corporation or a county or a school corporation, is tough. So we're thrilled that we found somebody who has some background in this and understands everything that goes into this. So that was really nice. He was there at the meeting, and he was introduced by Peggy Chambers, and we all got to meet him. So that was great news on our agenda.
Outstanding job as always, Sue, and busy school board meeting. Here we are in the month of March. We've got spring break around the corner. We'll get caught up next Thursday and see just what else is on the horizon.
Okie dokie. Next Thursday, I'm going to tell you, because it's springtime, about all the end of the year banquets and award things and all those kinds of things coming up.
Good. You should, because there's plenty of them. You've got plenty of good people working in the corporation as well. So it'll be exciting to hear about that. And kids, I-STEP, everybody's doing I-STEP. Good luck, I-STEPers. Keep up the good work on that. We know that's not the funnest time or most fun. I'm not sure how that works. Keep on grinding on the I-STEPs as well. And we'll get caught up next week, Sue.
Okie dokie. Thanks for having me. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Thank you. Sue Wanzer serves on the MCCSC school board and joins us every Thursday morning to talk local education issues.